Welcome to the Full Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:15, and that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is April 25th. And I think most people over the weekend had been looking for what Apple's results were going to be today, but they delayed them until after the market closed tomorrow as the result of there was a funeral, I think, that a lot of them were going to be attending, and that upset the scheduling. Other than that, it was a generally quiet day in markets. Whatever also happened over the weekend was that Saudi Arabia approved its budget, which is remarkable in that they have instituted a number of cuts to the Social Security program. Now, it's a far cry from what is considered Social Security in the Western world. When people get used to getting something for nothing and you decide to take it away, generally that doesn't go down very well. So this really is a social experiment for Saudi that they haven't embarked on in quite some time. It just goes to show that they really are hurting from the fact that oil prices are this low, but also that they are at least wish to stay the course, that they're willing to take some sort of remedial action domestically in order to sustain prices where they are. And against that background, oil prices today were down about a dollar. And you know, a lot of the short covering has already occurred in the oil market, and there's been an awful lot of commentary in the energy market about what it is exactly that is likely to move the needle in terms of a catalyst for the prices to start coming back down. Well, Saudi Arabia is obviously a very large producer, and what they decide to do is going to have a big bearing. But considering that their motivation behind this surge in supply and their intransigence in terms of negotiation about reducing supply is certainly a major factor, and their motivation behind it was as a counter-strike move against Iran coming back into the global market, but also against the USA, which is now a major swing producer in terms of its domestic supply, and of course as being the second largest consumer, and that's of course behind China. So then the big catalyst is likely to be, what is it that's going to happen with a lot of that unconventional supply as prices rise back up towards economic levels? And prices are have unwound the short-term overbought condition. Today's decline isn't anything that's really going to scare anybody with a long position, but as prices go up, then the economics of unconventional oil and gas become progressively better, and then I think a lot of people are going to be watching the Baker Hughes rig count. That doesn't tend to differentiate between oil and gas, but what it has been doing is going down, and when it starts to go back up, well, then that's going to be a pretty clear sign to the market that something has really changed. Now, by and large, it was a reasonably quiet day also in the commodity markets. So energy prices were a little bit lower, and then when you look at the precious metal prices, they were a little bit firmer. Silver in particular, having pulled back really quite sharply at the end of last week, was steady, and here today it was up about 10 cents. And gold is up about $4. And for gold, that's important because it's still within this range, and it has been ranging for much of the last 6 weeks, and that's unwinding the short-term overbought condition, and it continues to look like a first step above a type 2 bottom. And against that background, then the gold shares, the silver shares, are quite overbought in the short term, but then it's unlikely to peter out as long as gold and silver prices remain reasonably firm, and that does look like what we're getting now. In the industrial metal markets, it was a quiet day too, with copper down a bit, aluminium up a little bit, and tin up about 1.75%. And what we can definitely see in the industrial metal complex is that they are now starting to trade on their individual merits. And that isn't something that we've seen really for quite some time. So that's also broadly supportive here. And when, of course, China and what happens in China is a big mover there. And the CSI 300, which is now the benchmark really for the mainland market, was down another little bit in here today, but not in the dynamic fashion. This continues to look like support building, and that we've had the bounce off the low, and now we're going to see just how much of that advance can be held. But in the futures market, the Hang Seng is up a little bit, having been down a bit in at the close. So you know, we're still in this environment which is bereft of volatility on the broad indices. Well, how long is that likely to continue when you have this environment where single stock volatility has really been surging higher? So then when you look at the single stock vol that we had last week, and we're only halfway through the earnings season, so there are still some very big companies that still have to deliver their results, and Apple is going to be a large barometer of that when they report tomorrow, and then the market could go either way. What we are seeing is that with Wall Street going sideways now for the last 10 sessions, that at least some of that overbought condition has been unwound. So then it really is subject to what happens in terms of earnings and how that affects sentiment, exactly what we can expect, because the dollar has at least paused a little bit in here today, but it's really quite oversold. The bond yields have contracted, and particularly that 12-month yield is back in the region of the 200-day moving average. And in order for prices to break substantially higher on stock markets, well, you'd have to nearly expect that those yields would have to break below their 200-day moving average. And I suspect that that's about as good a barometer of sentiment as we're likely to get, because this has been a liquidity-fueled rally for much of the last 6 years. There's a bit of a rotation going on right now out of anything that was really overbought and had surged over the last 6 weeks to new highs is now getting an unwind of that overbought condition. And then we're starting to see definitely the energy shares and the commodity shares beginning to unwind really large oversold conditions and rallying from very depressed levels. And that's helping to support definitely certain parts of the market. But in order for the broad indices to break out, then an improving perspective on the availability of liquidity is probably required, and that's why I'm going to continue to keep watching that 12-month yield, because it's a good view on what the bond market thinks the likelihood is of an interest rate hike at any point this year. And I think with that I will leave you for today, and I suspect it's going to be an interesting week with a lot of earnings reports that are probably going to set the news wires alight. And I'll leave you for today. Thank you.